Hello and welcome to the Leisure Link podcast. I'm Jo.
I'm Toyin, and we are your host today.
Hi Toyin, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm really well, thank you. I've been doing really well. Have you been doing anything exciting recently?
Yes, I have. I have been to Ashburton Park with my new gig buddies.
And what did you do there?
We went on some of the rides and we did some games on the stall. We won different prizes. I got on the cup. I got on the ghost train. I went on the Wowzer. It was so fun.
Oh, brilliant. That does sound fun.
What have you been up to?
Well, I have been working all throughout the summer, but I did celebrate my birthday, and I had a lovely surprise party, which I very much enjoyed, and it was lovely. Anyway, we must get on with the show. Who have we got joining us this episode?
I interviewed members of Don't Hold Me Back campaign, who are all doing amazing challenges.
We are also joined by Club Soda's very own singer and songwriter, Paola. Let's get on with the show.
This is the Leisure Link Podcast. The Leisure Link Podcast!
Hi, Joe here. Welcome to the interview section of the show. In this interview, Toyin spoke to members of the Don't Hold Me Back project, a project that sees no boundaries to achieving personal aims. We hear from Jade, Richard, Kerry, Emmanuel, and Kat as they share with us their amazing challenges. These include professional hip-hop dancing, parachuting, and axe throwing. We hope you enjoy the interview.
Hello, everybody. My name is Toyin, and we have here the group from Don't Hold Me Back from Leslie Park.
Hi, I'm Richard. Nice to meet you, Toyin.
Nice to meet you, Richard.
Hello, I'm Kerry.
Hi, Kerry.
Hi, Toyin.
Hi.
Hi, she.
Hi, Toyin. I'm Emmanuel.
Hi. Nice to meet you all.
Nice to meet you too.
Welcome, everybody, to the Leisure Link podcast. Can you please tell me about your campaign and what you do? And what is it about?
So my name is Kat Edwards, and I'm the manager of Leslie Park, which is the day service and hub for activities within Croydon Mencap. So the Don't Hold Me Back project started when we were in lockdown, when we had daily Zooms and everyone was talking about things that they'd like to do. And Jade Gabriel said to me quite a few times, I'd really like to do a skydive. And she was not able to do that in the past for various reasons, one of which came apparent was that she thought she couldn't because she had a disability. And that made me really, really sad. So I don't think that anyone should be able to not do something because they've got a disability. I think there's lots of support out there that you can get to make sure that anything that you want to do, to some level, you can be supported to fulfill that ambition. So the three guys I've got here, Emmanuel, Kerry and Richard, are just in the process of starting theirs. We've got a few others that are in the next stage where they're about to do the next phase. And Jade Gabriel is the only one that has completed the whole thing. And as a little reward and a thank you for starting this whole project, she did get a little bit of a treat last week, which I'm sure she's going to tell you about.
I want to thank you, Kat, for telling us about what you do. It's really interesting. So can I ask Richard
yes.
a question? I see that you are doing a performance on throwing apps.
I'm sorry.
Do you think that is very dangerous?
Yes.
I bet you are so brave of doing that on stage. You're not frightened of doing that, throwing an axe. Mm-hmm. Why have you chosen axe throwing anyway?
The reason why, because I was in Spain for 3 years and I used to play darts. And that reminds me of doing axe throwing. So it's really good, actually. I've seen it everywhere. Some of them are doing it. There's one called Jason Momoa. He used to do it, axe throwing. So that's about it.
That's interesting. Don't you think you'll get hurt by throwing the axes or something? Because throwing axe is it's a very dangerous thing.
Yes, it does. But you've got to try and say that, stand away for a while and then throw it. It depends if the first bat comes back, then you must up your foot.
I see. Thank you. Now, yeah. Kelly, can I ask you what you're interested in and why?
I'm doing a DJing. I'm learning how to do DJing.
So is that your interest?
Yes, because I like music.
So what is the end goal of the DJing?
It's a live performance I'm going to do. And I'm doing a decks because I'm teaching how to do mixing and stuff with the deck.
You get paid for that? Do that?
No.
It's just for fun?
Yes. Oh, because I'm doing one in on Wednesday as well. I'm practicing for the disco on Wednesday this Wednesday at Minkab.
Thank you. What is your interest, Emmanuel, and why?
Dancing.
Dancing?
Yeah.
Do you like dancing to the music?
Yes.
What is your challenge? For dancing.
I know the hip hop classes.
Hip hop? Yeah, what we're trying to do, Emmanuel's trying to do is work with an organisation that does lots of public performances with hip hop. So he's going to learn how to hip hop dance properly and then hopefully join their group and do some live performances joining them. So it's not something we do at Croydon Mencap, but it'll be something that Emmanuel does by himself. Because he's awesome at dancing.
Richard, why do you want to do the project? And what does it mean for you to be part of it?
It's brilliant. It helps me to do different things, achieve my dreams. I haven't done before.
Why do you want to DJ, Kim?
Because I like my music and I haven't achieved anything with bringing it in my dreams as well.
Hi, Jade.
Hi.
Could you please tell us what was your challenge and why you chose to do your challenge?
What did you do? Skydiving. You did skydiving.
Sure, good. because it's so good.
Good and so exciting.
And so exciting. Yeah? Yeah. So who did you raise money for?
I was talking again.
London.
London.
Air.
Air.
Ambulance.
Ambulance.
And what did you do first? So where did we go?
Milton Keynes.
We went in a tunnel.
In a tunnel.
With lots of wind?
Wind, yeah.
So you would know how it
feels.
Right. And you practice that?
Yes.
And then you were given some instructions?
Lectures, yes.
So you had to learn what? What's this?
Balance.
Yeah.
Straight. Okay.
On the 10th of July, what did you do?
I jumped out in a plane.
You jumped out of a plane, that's right.
What? You jumping out of a plane?
Yes.
My goodness. What? I can't believe that.
Yes, I did.
Never.
Yes.
Just to raise money for an ambulance.
Yes, yes. I jumped from 15,000 feet.
How can you do that? You must be really brave to do that.
Thank you.
Wow.
So
I'm amazed.
When people say we can't do things, we say we can.
We
can
prove
that no matter what,
no matter what,
we
can
do
anything
with a little bit of help.
Could you tell us what was your special treat for doing your challenge?
I
was
nominated
for
a
big
thank you
from
the
one show
and I met
honey Stenders.
Tommy Stenders.
How did it make you feel when you hear that you're been nominated for the one show?
I shock.
So she's going to be on the telly, Toyin.
Is she?
Yes.
I'd like to see you there.
You will, because it's going to be shown at the end of September and she will be on the one show.
Wow. What are you hoping to do next after your big challenge, Richard?
I'd like to do teach.
Excellent.
Throwing, teaching people throwing.
What is your next challenge, Kelly? What would you?
I want to still do DJing, but I'm going to let them pay me.
So you can earn money.
Yes.
And for you, Emmanuel, what is your next challenge?
I'm going to do. I don't think I'm most dancing.
Wow. Kelly, what would you say to people if they want to go for their dreams? What advice would you give them?
Do it. You can do anything with help.
Believe in yourself.
Where can we keep up to date?
So at the moment, when we've got a project in the pipeline that's going well, we try and put little snippets on our TikTok account. We always update our Instagram page. And when the projects have been completed, we do a complete video journey for that person from start to finish.
Thank you, everybody, for being here. And good luck for your project. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Welcome to the Lesson League Podcast.
The Lesson League Podcast. Welcome to the music section of the show. We caught up with Paola, a singer and songwriter from Croydon. She takes us on a journey from singing into a pretend microphone as a toddler to singing live on stage as a grown-up at Soda Beats, the best music club in Croydon, I might add, and shares with us how she uses video, a voice recorder, and an Xbox to hone her craft. To play us out, we have one of her tracks called The Song of Paola and Anna. We hope you enjoy.
My name is Paola, and I am 21 years old. My birthday, actually, is on the 21st of July. And I live in South Croydon, yes. I started singing when I was 2, and now I'm 21. So, yeah. And I'm also writing songs with Sam. I play guitar, a acoustic guitar. I also sing. But I started singing when I was 2, when I was a toddler. I sang on a pretend microphone, but now I sing on a real microphone that makes sounds. When I was little, I used to play it on the guitar, but not, well, I was tuning the guitar because I was practicing how to tune the guitar, but I was just playing like that. And then I started to do a video of me and my sister singing, called Stitches by Shawn Mendes, my favorite singer, when I was 16, yes. And I think my sister would be 11, I think. Yeah, she was. Right. And I also sang karaoke on my Xbox 360 in my other house. I used to sing on my Rez X Factor karaoke machine because it was plugged in because I had a TV. I plugged into my TV all songs on my big TV, the Hannah Montana ones, yeah, and Grease and ABBA, yes. I write a song about me and my brother, and I also wrote about a song about me and my sister. Total Club project with Sam. I also wrote a song called two characters from the Book Club called Nero and Clem, and another one called Nero and Polly, and another one called Nero and his cousin Josh. Yeah, that's a program on CBBC. I listen to JLS, my favorite band. Oh, and I also listen to Shawn Mendes, the Spice Girls, yes. And I also listen to Taylor Swift and Katy Perry. I was going to say that we made this song called Lockdown, and we also made a song called Staycation, which was sang by me, Theo and Annie, and we made this song called Breathing and Summer Jam, yes, and we made this other song called Dance Mania. I made it up. Soda Beat. Well, it was a big stage, actually. We sang on a big stage with loads of people watching us. I felt happy, yes, when I was singing on stage. And but that was when friends and family starts to come to see us to perform. I feel happy. Yeah, I feel happy and excited. I do sometimes get nervous when I was singing on stage, but now that was the first time, I would say. And the first time I did get nervous, but I didn't at the end. It's only when I'm in college and I sing in front of my classmates, I do get nervous. Well, I want to sing on The Voice on stage so that everybody can say, like, you're singing me, and so that the judges can put the button and they can turn around and they might say, we like you singing, Paola. In October, we've got some gigs coming up. When I'm singing, I make videos on my camera, on my tablet, computer. First, I stop the video on my tablet. Then I record myself and then I sing. And I also sing on my voice record on my phone. And then I put on my headphones and I hear my voice. And I would say, my voice sounds perfect. I think I would like to help my sister to like encourage herself to sing in front of people. And yeah. Find me on the Sony Club YouTube page. Now I want you to listen to the song of Paola and Anna.
Thank you.
what's the track for Song of Paola and Anna by Paola? Well, that's it for this episode. Thanks to Jade, Richard, Kerry, Emmanuel and Kat from the Don't Hold Me Back project, and Paola and Toyin for joining us on this episode. If you would like any information about the Leisure Link podcast, please contact www.clubsoda.org.uk. See you on the next Leisure Link podcast!